You're holding by the Mishnah Mem Beis on the Beis on the bottom, almost by Mem Gimel. Well, the Mishnah says like this: the Elu Devarim Shein Chayav Malei Mishum Pigol. These are the things that you're not chayav Mishum Pigol. Means even in the case when you bring the korban of the mincha and you have in mind Bishastas Rika, teach from it tomorrow, and it's chal pigol in the guf hakorban in some cases. But in these things, it's not chayav yis a pigol. If you eat from these things, you're not chayiv koros. Now the first one is hakremitz. When you bring a mincha, the loch is the kohen has to take a handful from the mincha, from the soilus and the shemen, and this kremitz he burns on the mizbeach, and this is a matir that now he's not eat the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha. So the leftover of the mincha, that becomes pigol if he has the machshav atida tomorrow. But the kremitz, the matir itself, since nothing else is matter it, it itself is matter itself. You take this kremitz, you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach, therefore it itself does not become pigol. Because pigol always has to be that something else has to be matter this thing to eat it, or else to be able to put it on the mizbeach. But where just it itself could be put on the mizbeach, there's no din pigol. The same thing the halavoyna, when you have a mincha, the two matirim are the kremitz and the levoyna. It's supposed to take the levoina and burn it on the mizbeach. So nothing is done to be matter the levoina. Just the levoina itself is what's matter the korban, therefore it's not chal on this pigul on the levoina. Fiyak keteris, the regular keteris that's bought every day, the same thing the keteris asamim, that you bring every day, on mizbeach apnim, you're not chal mishum pigul, because nothing is matter it, it itself is matter itself. Well, minchas kahanim, when any kohen brings a mincha, that the loch is the whole thing is burnt, so there's nothing to be matter it. You just take the mincha and burn it. You do not have to do something first in order to do the second thing. Therefore, it's not chal pigol. Or mincha is kohen mashiach. The same thing the kohen gadol that he brings every single day. There's mincha chavitim that half is brought in the morning and half in the afternoon. And again, it's also kulay tofti. The whole thing is burnt. So you're not being matter anything. Therefore, it's not chal pigol. So it says, V'hagam, where then the dam itself that you make this rika with, since nothing is matter it, just it is matter the rest of the korban, therefore the dam itself is not chal mis a pigol. Now, V'hanasochim ha-boyim b'fnei yatzman. Let's say when you bring a korban, you have nasochim. The sochim means either the mincha that comes with the korban, or else the yayin that you put on the mizbeach with the korban. So, the local is, you could bring it by itself. V'yanasachim ha'boim b'fliyatman. Rashi says, "Bainshis not from b'fliyatman, where this time you made a neder to bring it by itself." The Gemara Menachos says that misnad avodim minchas nasachim, you could bring it by itself. Whereas even bainshibo b'klas devach, in the case we have to bring a korban and you have to bring the nasachim with it. And the shavir hayom zivchay, halacha is you could bring the korban today. If you want, you can bring the Nesachim tomorrow. The Yama Marcus, you always bash in that Minchosim v'niskei means after the Mach, you can bring it tomorrow. Avim aviyam im zivchei or pigol b'zevach v'spagla ha-Nesachim. But let's say in the case when you bring the Nesachim with the korban itself, and then the korban becomes pigol, so the Nesachim also becomes pigol. Tivrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. There's a quote of Meir, these nesachim, if they're brought by itself, you bring the korban today, and then tomorrow you bring its mincha, or you bring the yayin, so does that become pigol because of the korban, since it could be brought by itself tomorrow. But mashma, if you bring it the same day with the korban itself, then it does become pigol because of the korban. However, the chom say, even the nesachim that's brought with the korban itself, they do not become pigol. In other words, it's not considered that this Rika Saddam is what's being matter to bring this mincha or to bring the yayin. Since Allah is, if you want, you can bring it tomorrow. So you see, this is not the matter. Therefore, Kohen Chachamim, if you have a machshavas pickle upon the korban, you should know that the nesachim does not become pickle. Now, lug shemen shel metzora, that's Lachor, the lug shemen that's brought when the Metzorah becomes Torah, that he has to bring an Oshem that day, and also they take the Lug of the Shemen, and also they make Zerikas with that Shemen. So the Shimon says, Ein Chayav Malo Mishum Pigol, So in the case we have an achshavas pigul on the korban Hashem, the shemen that you use does not become pigul. Since it's like brought by itself, it's not with the korban itself, does not become pigul. Rabbi Meir, says no, chayev malo mishum pigul. Since the law is that you're supposed to put the shemen on the bayan yad, the same place where you first put the dam, it's called the shemen goes on top of the dam, so if I considered, the dam is matter that mokum. So therefore, it's considered part of the korban, and therefore when you have a machshavas pigul on the korban osham, the shemen of the mitzvah also becomes posel, has an issa pigul upon it. Like the Rameh says, chayev malo mishum pigul, shadam osham matirei. Because the dam of the Yoshem is what's meant to you in order to be able to use the shemen. And that's the klal, the whole shiyesh loy matirim. Anything that there is a matir, meaning you have to do something in order to give you a heter, tidit, daily yodim, where there's a purpose of an odim tidit. As a mashal, the posh of the case always is, a zrikas adam. When you bring a korban, when you make the zrikas adam, that's what's matir for the kahanim, tita basa, and to burn the emurim. So the bust and the emurim have a matir. That's called kol shiesh le matirim. Mainly yodim, whether the zrikas dam is being matir the bosa for the kohen teat, or by shtam even for the owner teat. Mainly mizbeich, whether it's a korban ola, that the whole thing is burnt, but you need the zrikas adam to be matir the emurim, so chayev malo mishum pigol. Then if you have a machshavas pigol, b'shas the matirim, it's chal the yis pigol, upon the meat or the emurim that receives its heter to be burnt or to be eaten. Now the oiler, what's the left of the korban oiler? Even though the whole thing is burnt, there's no achilas adam, but still, doma matiras besara. When you make this rikas adam of the korban oiler, there is a considered matirim, the matir that now you're allowed to put as besara on the mizbeach, that now you're allowed to burn all the meat and all the fat on the mizbeach. So it's sitting in the matir, and therefore the Yav Machshavas Pigol, the Shas, the Yavoidos, it's when the meat has an Issa Pigol on it. And the Eir L'Kahanim, it's Chalahetta, the skin of the Korban Ola, the Kahanim allowed to have Hamra from it. Why? Because of the Zrikas Adam. So it's sitting in the Zrikas Adam, is the matir for the oil for the Kahanim. Ola say, what about if you bring a bird for Korban Ola? So Dama Matur is Pesolim is Beach, the same thing, since you burn all the Bosra on the Mizbeach, what's the matter for that? The Zrikas Adam. Therefore it's Chal Pigul upon the Bosra of the Yaif. Chatasayf, what about a Chatasayf? Dama Matur is Pesolim Kahanim. Over there the Kahanim will not eat the meat of the Yaif. What's matter then to eat the Yaif? The Dam. Therefore the Zrikas Adam is what's matter it. Therefore it's Chal Pigul upon the Yaif. Purim and Nisrofim, Usirim and Nisrofim, what about the power of the Chattis, that the dam is brought in the Pnim, on the Zbech HaPnim, and all the meat is burned, and the same thing by the Sirim, also all the meat is burned, the Lachor is Doma, Matir, Simurim, because, yes, there's also Chal Mr. Pigol there, because you have to have the Zerikas Adam, which is Matir, the Emurim to be burnt on the Mizbech, that's called an Achila. And Echnami, the part of the meat that's being burnt, since it's not being burnt on the Mizbeach, it's being burnt outside, that's not called an Achila. There's only an Achila's Mizbeach, when it's burnt on the Mizbeach, that's called an Achila. So by the point of Srefim, I call upon him, the Emurim is burnt on the Mizbeach, therefore there is a din pigol upon the poem and the Sirim and the Srefim. Rabbi Shimon, the Shimon argument says no, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Kol She'enoi, Al HaMizbeach HaChitzen, any korban like these, the Purim and the Sirim and the Srefim, which they brought on the Mizbeach HaPnim, not the Mizbeach HaChitzen, like Kishlom, the korban Shlomim, ain't chayev malo mishum pigul. He also is no din pigul. Pigul has to be only a something, like a korban Shlomim, that it's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Because the Ikra Pasha pigul says by a korban Shlomim. That's for the Shimon Sheet. Having more says, Oma Ula, Ula says, Koymeitz, Pigul, Shehenu Agabia Mizbeach, Poker Pigule. So who it means if you have a Kaimitz, the Knitzer from a Mincha, that it's Chal Nis the Pigul upon it, that you had a Machshavas Pigul, now Shehenu Agabia Mizbeach, you put this Knitzer on top of the Mizbeach, so who it was saying, Poker Pigule, that he is the Pigul, goes off this Kaimitz, Mimenu, Poker Pigule Mimenu, and he says the reason, Yemacherim Mezul de Pigul, If this Kremitz could bring other things with their pigle, meaning it's a matir for the Shirayim, the rest of the Mincha, so it can make pigle on the rest of the Mincha, is Suatzmal a Koshechim, isn't it for sure Svara that it can make pigle on itself? That's what Uli is saying. So here it doesn't make any sense. First he's saying a Svara that the pigle goes off it, and then he says a Svara that if it can make pigle for something else, for sure it can make a pigle for itself. So what kind of Svara is this? Svara is, my comma, what does he mean to say? What does he mean to say by Poka Pigula Rimenu? And that is as a term, because it brings a little bit pigle. What's going on here? Shemur says, Ochi comma, this is what he meant to say. In Neinoi Miskabel, if you would tell me this Kenitza, again, we're talking about now the Bishas Kenitza, the Kohen had in mind to eat from the Shirayim tomorrow. So he had in mind the Machshavis pigle. So if you're going to tell me now Bishas when he burns this Kermitz, is an if it's not called the good kemitzo, if so many miskabel, hech maybe achim with a pigle. How bechlad does it make the rest of the mincha pigle? Like always the said is, when you bring the materium, then it's chal pigle. So it has to have a shame that it's called the good haktarot, and therefore it's chal pigle upon the shirayim. Someone says, so my kemashvalon, what does Ula mean to teach me over here? That he says, as poka pigule from the kemitz itself, meaning to say the kemitz is a good kemitz, if he means to say that if you go to eat from this kemitz itself, you're not over the yisipigol, the chiyuv koros is not chal upon the kemitz itself. For the word tanina, that we learn clearly in our Mishnah, we don't need Ula for this. Our Mishnah says this. Our Mishnah says, Eilu dvorim shen chayav malay mishon pigol, these are the things that you're not chay mishon pigol, ha-kremitz, vi-ak-toros, vi-ak-toros, vi-al-avoyna, ha-minchas kan, ha-minchas kohen Mashiach, ha-minchas ha-sochem, vi-adam. That's in the offer of Mishnah. So Mishnah says clearly, even in the case when you have a machshavas pigol, b'shav the kemitza, on the kemitz itself is not calling this a pigol. There's no chiyuv koros of each from the kremitz, since nothing is being matter it, just it is being matter other things. So what does Ula mean to say it's poka pigule? It doesn't mean to say if you eat from the kemitza. Ella means to say the imolu leyedu. So if you put this kemitza on top of the mizbeach, once it gets up there, it's leyedu. You don't have to take it down. So Ula means to say not only the kremitz itself, even the rest of the mincha. Even though it's chal nisa pigul, but on a nisa pigul, once it gets on top of the mizbeach, you don't have to take it down. Like once it's up on the mizbeach, you're allowed to leave it there. You could be knocked to it. You could burn it. So that's the question. Tanina, this also we learned already. Tanina will have a gemara later in that pedal that says, halan, whenever you have the meat that was left overnight, let's say it was harmless to pickle upon it. Halan, the boss was left over. Or else for our yetzah, in the case we took the meat outside the azara. Or else we had tummy, the dam became tummy. Or else the shanishchat chuslas manai, when they shackled the korban with the machshavas pickle. That in mind to eat from the meat tomorrow. Whereas Chuslam Kaimai, that's Chal Nisapsul upon the meat. So Lachor is the Mono Layedu. They now have to take these Imurim and they put it on the Mizbeach. Once it's up there, it's Layedu. So you learned already that something that becomes Psul through Machshavas Pigum, the din is if it went on top of the Mizbeach, it's Layedu. So we don't need Ulu for this. So that the Kaimitz, Pigul Shelo Agabi Mizbeach, Toka Pigulai. Now we're saying we need to say, if the Shas Kemitzi had a Machshavas Pigul, so it's Chal Nisapsul pigle upon the Mincha, still if you put it on the Mizbeach, the Issa goes left, and you're allowed to let it stay there, you're allowed to burn it. So we learned this already, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So where it says, rather, Elo, the Elo, the Im Yerdu Yala, the Chiddush is, that once you put it on top of the Mizbeach, even though it comes down, you're allowed to put it back up again. That's the Chiddush. The Rosh says, Elahani Pekiyo, Shim Yorad Liyach HaShelu, that after you put it up once, now somebody took a rest in Mizbeach, so I would have to say, now it's back like Lechatchila, when I said Pigul, maybe no one put it back up again. Still the Chiddush is, Yachsev Yal, no, you're allowed to put it back up again. So Moshe says, no, Hanamitinina, this also we learned already. It says, and we mean, we learn not like you. Hanamitinina, that's not true, that once it goes down, you cannot put it back up again. That we learn, Kishen, Shemon, and Le'yerdu, just like the Alocha, once it goes up on the Mizbeach, we don't have to take it down, but still the din is kach in yodu, if by mistake it does come down, leyal, you don't want to put it back up again. So you can't tell me, Uli is telling me the Chiddush, that you ought to put it back up again. So Moshe says, the sweet of the Chiddush is, shemosh lebeno, or that the fire burnt it completely. Shemoshla means the fire got in contact with the whole meat. And then the lech is, even though it comes down, then you're allowed to put up again. So Rashi says, and the Shemoshla boyo, the fire got in contact with the whole piece of meat. The Yashmina denounced the lach mesham is beach. Now it becomes like the lechem of the mizbeach. So I feel yodu yalu, even if it goes down, you're allowed to put it up again. So that's maybe the chiddush of Ula. Shemashu Mo, cutting a year, Mo says, Honami Amrua, Ula Chod is Imna. This did Ula already said one time. You'll say this thing more later. So what do we have to have it here again for? The Yom Ula, Ula said, Loishonu Ela, Shloi Mashla Bemo. When do we say the locher is on these things that subsume the one on top of the mizbeach? If it comes down, you cannot put it back up again. That's only before the fire burnt it right through. Before Moshla Bemor. Moshla Bemor. But once the fire got in contact with it and burnt it through, then you're allowed to put it back up again. So he said this already once. Why do you have to say it over again for? So Moshla says, yes. Ma'adatay, my word, I thought to say. Hadimili, when was this said that Moshla Bemor helps? Eivel,